This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Following the global climate change agreement in Paris last month, carbon markets are getting renewed attention. Now, these allow polluters to offset emissions by, for example, paying forest owners to preserve their trees and keep carbon dioxide production down that way. Reporter Jeff Tyler looks at two pilot programs in Oregon.
When a forest represents your checking account, savings account, and retirement funds, it's not so easy to make a quick withdrawal for a medical emergency.
In today's world, it's probably one of the bigger things that people worry about is, how am I going to take care of my health care?
Scott Russell owns forest land northwest of Portland, Oregon. Russell has seen neighbors forced to sell their tree farms because someone got sick. He's been considering a new pilot program that would link health insurance with conservation. Carbon markets allow forest owners to monetize the carbon stored in their trees. In this case, the profits would pay for health insurance.
In a lot of cases, it could make a difference in whether people hang on to their farms or not.
Ben Hayes is with the Pinchot Institute for Conservation.
So when that land goes up for sale, the typical buyer these days is either an institutional investor or some sort of industrial owner. And so if that's mature timber, you have the risk of it being very quickly cut here in the Northwest for export.
The Pinchot Institute is piloting two programs linked to the carbon markets. One is tied to healthcare, and another one allows small property owners to aggregate their forest land in order to compete.
It's very hard for a small property owner, even though they accumulate a lot of carbon, to access the carbon market.
That's Woody Richin, who has inherited partial ownership of 450 acres of forest.
You know, it's a little bit like mutual funds, I guess, where a small investor needs the help of some kind of an aggregator or some additional expertise.
Historically, carbon markets have only been an option for large landowners with deep pockets that can afford the upfront costs.
We are making a contribution. If others are getting paid to store carbon, you know, why shouldn't the little guy have an opportunity to do that too?
The carbon markets still have some downsides. For one thing, the best rate on the current carbon market pays about four times less than selling trees for timber. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.